Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Technology, Sales, and Marketing Podcast. I'm Julio Rodriguez, and I help you get the right technology to reach your business goals. In this episode, we will be discussing the difference between loving what you do versus being in love with how you do business. One is essential to building a long-term successful business, and the other is a surefire way to put yourself out of business. So let's talk about the first one, loving what you do. When you're in a job that you can't stand, it takes all of your energy and effort to just show up every day. You know, late night on a Sunday, you'll be sitting there thinking about what's going on next week for work, and those thoughts start to creep in about how your work week's going to be, and you can't think about anything else, and pretty much your weekend's done. You're ruined. You're already thinking about work. Then in the morning, you have that internal debate inside your head when the alarm clock goes off, whether or not it's even going to be worth it to get out of bed and head over to this job that you really don't care about anymore. And when you finally make it into work, and you clock in moments before you're going to be counted tardy, you look at the clock and start counting down the minutes and moments until it's going to be time to go home. On the flip side, when you have a job or business that lets you do your thing, express your purpose, or use your superpower to get the job done, it's almost effortless. Getting the job done is easy. Going above and beyond for customers gets you excited, and even challenges and upset customers you feel like are opportunities to shine. Your bring it on attitude is almost unstoppable. And this is where your attitude and passion are so critically important to your long-term success in your business or your career. You know, it's the whole idea of I get to versus I have to. When you think about things in a way as I get to do this and I have the opportunity to do these things, as opposed to I have to do it, I don't want to, I know I need to do this, it changes your whole perspective and your whole attitude, and everything becomes easier and you become instantly more successful because you don't spend as much time and energy worrying about how difficult things are. But loving what you do and being in love with how you do business are two totally different things. Now, if you're just starting out in your first sales career or your first business, everything is brand new. You're trying out what works, you're experimenting with everything from your business logo to your sales pitch to how you hand people your business card. You know, everything's exciting and new. But when we find something that works, we tend to stick with it. It's one less decision that we have to make on a daily basis. When you find something that works, you tend to try to do it over and over and over because now you have some idea of how things are going to turn out. And we need this as business owners because we have to have repeatable processes in order to be able to plan our goals and plan how our business is going to grow. But there's a sneaky little thing inside of it. And one of the quotes that I've heard Bill Gates say is, success is a lousy teacher. It seduces smart people into thinking that they can't lose. So that trap that we have that we can run into with success is that it makes us complacent. It makes us really tie how we're doing business to who we are as a business owner, as a person, and then we can't separate those two because doing business a different way means you have to change who you are, and that's almost impossible to do. The problem with that is industry and business is moving faster than ever right now. Airbnb flipped the script on the whole entire hotel business. They don't own any hotels, but they're one of the largest hotel companies in the world. Uber and Lyft, as you guys are familiar with, you know, they changed the taxi and car business. They don't own any cars. Netflix put the video rental companies out of business, so there's no more Blockbuster. There might be one or two. There's a small company called Family Video, but for the most part, people aren't leaving their homes anymore to access videos and movies. iTunes and Apple did the same thing to the music industry. You know, years ago we had records, then came the cassette tapes, then CDs. Those are all gone because we don't need them anymore. We just stream everything from the internet or buy music on iTunes. And Amazon's quickly becoming the everything store. Amazon wants you to be able to buy whatever you want, get free shipping, and not have to worry about it, and just go to them for everything that you need. They even have a service called Amazon Now, where you can get groceries delivered to your door in 1 to 2 hours, depending on where you live. So all of these industries and new businesses really put some really large companies out of business because those other companies never changed how they did business. Those companies all had great products. Blockbuster had all the movies as soon as they came out. You know, the hotel companies or hotel hotel industry had some of the nicest rooms and hotels, but the industry changed. People changed what they wanted. People changed what they expected, and those companies didn't change with them. So as a business owner, how do you protect yourself against, you know, becoming outdated or outmoded quickly just because you've adhered yourself to doing business a certain way? And the cure for that, or the way you protect yourself from it, is you need to always be in startup mode. Always look for improvements. Always be thinking, is there a better way to do this? Watch people and see how they're interacting. You know, today if you go out in a crowd of people, if you're at a baseball game or anything like that, or you're waiting for a bus at the train station at the airport, everyone is tied to their phones. So as a business, you have to think about, how can you get yourself on that phone? What are they looking at? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Instagram? Maybe they're looking at YouTube. Maybe they're listening to a podcast. That's how you get your business in front of your customers. Listen to what people talk about. Listen to how people talked about going to the grocery store. That's going to be changing. You don't have to go to the grocery store. You don't need to push a shopping cart around a grocery store anymore. You can buy it all online, show up at the grocery store, and they'll load it into your car for you. Technology is changing how we do things. Learn. If you learn to adjust your business, you can make the changes that you need to stay relevant. Innovate. Take what you've learned, take what you've listened, take what you've watched, and use that into creating a new way to deliver your products and services to people. People still need the same things that they've always needed. We just have better ways to deliver those products and services now. And then the last one that I want to leave you with is do. We have so many people right now on the internet, on social media. They all want to learn how to be entrepreneurs, but nobody wants to get out there and do it. You have to execute on your ideas. You can have the greatest idea in the world, but if you never do anything with it, it's never going to amount to anything. So be sure that you love what you're doing, but you are not in love with how you're doing business. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Julio Rodriguez, and I help you get the right technology to reach your business goals. If you've enjoyed this listening to this podcast, leave me a review and subscribe. I'm on iTunes and on Anchor. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Technology Sales and Marketing Podcast. Talk to you soon.